This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We had Zach Manassian on yesterday.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I didn't get that one. Me neither. Probably a mistake I made. Zach Manassian. Probably a mistake I made. Because we didn't have him on. The morning show had him on, and Willard and Dibbs had him on. Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Talking about Will Clark. Sticking at the Rafi Devers. Will Clark said that Devers didn't show up 3 days in a row to work at first base. Said he understood because he felt like Devers didn't want it to be a dog and pony show in front of the media. Nevertheless, Will Clark,
okay,
setting a tone. Like, Will Clark can set that tone.
We know. Okay. He's old school, but I would tell Will, hey, I get it. Those were heat rocks. But when you talk about today's player and grabbing him by the neck and all that stuff, thinking it's cute, I don't know. But I will say this. What concerns me or bothers me about this whole thing, Steiny, and hopefully it's a nothing burger, right? They're going for the sweep today, is why was it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Why Friday, when Will got stood up, was there nobody in command to go tell Ralphie, hey, you were supposed to be there. Will was waiting on you. Or somebody tell Will, hey, Ralphie ain't feeling it because it's his old team. Why was it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? That has me scratching my head. One day I get, hey, Steiny was waiting on you, dude. What happened? You stood him up at the cafeteria. Oh, my bad. But for me to stand you up three times, then something, come on, man.
I'm with you. I don't understand how it happened like that, except there must have been a miscommunication. Let's go to Jan. Uh-huh. Jan's in Mountain View.
Our girl.
Hey, Jan, how are you?
I'm fine. How about the two of you?
Hanging in, Jan. Hope you had a happy 4th.
I did. What I want to bring up, and I haven't heard anybody bringing it up, and that is that maybe when Devers was traded, he was already injured, and he didn't want to, he didn't want to say that. He wanted to play every day, so he just decided, I'm going to keep this inside of me, and nobody has really, spotted it until he starts to run the bases and that he can hardly move. And I think that he was injured when he got traded to us, perfectly honest. What do you guys think? I mean, it's clear to see, and he doesn't want to take any time off, and he's not going to, he's not going to say anything because he likes it here and he's enjoying everybody around him. But he's not, he doesn't want to take the time off. So I think this All-Star break will do him good, and hopefully it will. So yep. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate the call.
And Steiny, let's just say Jan's right. He is a gamer. And they talked about his time in Boston. He will play injured. He is just such a big commodity for this team, their new toy and future toy. This is the epitome to me of save the player from himself. Now, some stuff may be going on with his groin or back, which now I know Fleming had talked to it. I'm paraphrasing with Shasky and Joe this morning about it could be affecting his back now. But, Steiny, I guess how do you have that conversation to be like, what, 4 days off for the break? Maybe you need eight. Maybe we just, you know, and I get it. You don't want to not have him in the lineup. But, again, we've seen him rounding third being sent home with groin injuries. And I've been in Texas like, was that the right thing to do? But I guess what I'm saying to you is a bunch of nothing and all you listening. Because, Steiny, if you're out there saying you're ready to go, how do we treat you any differently from combat, you know?
I mean – honestly, again, I like this is one of those things where should he play? Should he not play? Should they shut him down through the All-Star break? Like, they'll figure it. Like, that's for them to determine, and they will. And I can't sit here and say they should do this, they should do that. I felt like the Giants, when they acquired Devers, acknowledged he was a little banged up. Like, they kind of knew it. But obviously, it's a temporary thing, so it's not like they wouldn't have made the deal. But no, he does look a little compromised. The one thing I would say is, with all due respect, he's not asked to do a lot. So ask him to hit and run station to station, because you didn't get him here to turn a double into a triple. But you know, again, that's easy for me to say, sitting here. Here's the other thing that, you know, Will Clark and this older generation, i.e. me, we need to get it through our heads that we're not in this one anymore. Will Clark was one of the best players in Giants history. He made $50 million over his career. Devers has already made more than twice that.
And I'm not being a smart
ass.
And
he's set to make another 200 plus million.
But what's your point with that?
My point is that they've got, it's called FU money. Like, Devers doesn't owe anybody anything. Devers is set for the rest of his life. His family's set for the rest of their lives. But generations are.
And I just want to jump in.
I'm just sorry. That impacts somebody's attitude, and it should. Like,
but with Will, this is the love of the game, and he still loves this team like he's still on it. And I'll just say this, not that, like Steiny, I'm looking past the money. There is a part of respect to this, too. Will's taking his time, trying to get back to his team and a player that's trying to try a new position for the first time. So I don't think that's outrageous, and I don't think because Devers is making umpteen times more money than Will's ever made in his career that there's no, like, at the end of the day, it's about respect, and it's about trying to help Rafi, better at a position or even start to know how to play a position.
I got to disagree.
And Will said, I mean, manager and Matt Williams, a former player, were like, hell yeah on this.
I don't know how you can take money out of the equation. The guy signed a $300 million contract. He's already made $100 million. Now, I get it. Some guys don't change. And I don't know if Devers changed or not. But the reality of the situation, I'm sorry, is if you're making as much money as Rafael Devers, you don't have to take that from Will Clark. Now, it'd be great if you went out there 3 days and worked with him, I guess, but I'm sorry. Like, I don't think Devers knows who Will Clark is. I mean, former Giant. Okay. Good player. Okay. But we heard the way he talked about Bonds. You think he would have stood up Bonds 3 days in a row? It doesn't feel like it.
But what if Jan is right and... Like I said, Steiny, again, I'm just this whole everything that I'm talking about and I'm thinking about with Devers and what I'm seeing him do with the plate and he swings the bat like it's a tree trunk, like the dude's strong. So if you got something going on with the lower extremity and now it's starting to impact your bat, I mean, you're playing with dynamite. So I'm just asking you and the listeners, how hard or feasible is it to have a conversation with a guy that might get pissed off? You know, we're going to just sit you down, because I'm starting to think maybe the break is not enough time. And if this lingers throughout the rest of the season and you get minimal returns on your investment.
So what do you want to do? You want to make a decision for the Giants right now to shut Devers down through the All-Star break. It's like, you don't think they're talking about all that, how he feels, whether he can make it through, whether they're worried about him damaging.
I do wonder if they're tiptoeing around his reaction to that. And now we're just talking about
three games. Well, maybe they'd say, hey, how's your groin? He's like, you know, it's fine. Well, hey, we're going to give you 3 days off. I'd rather not, but you know what? It's not going to hurt. I mean, I can't make a decision for Devers or the team just based on the fact that the guy's slow as molasses, because I get the feeling he's pretty slow regardless.
And this is just a concern, Stanley. I don't want to be right, but moving forward, you know, what if, like, let me just ask you.
I mean, what if everybody gets hurt?
What if your aunt could have been, yeah, I get it.
But I mean, when I say, what if Curry gets hurt, everybody goes, well, everybody gets hurt. So why are we worrying more, like, you know, why do you worry about Devers and I worry about Curry?
So I was in Texas for that Sunday game. They sent Devers home and he was out by a mile, right?
Yeah.
So could you imagine had he popped his hammy or something happened to where he was out 3 to 4 months or 6 to 8 weeks, Stoney, wouldn't the Giants be looked upon like, what the hell were you guys doing?
I mean,
can't you give me, meet me on the, I'm giving you worst case scenario, but I'm just telling you how fickle this stuff can get.
I can't. Like, I can't meet you halfway because we're, to my way of thinking, we're dismissing the fact that they have probably talked about it. And they are where they are.
All right.
And
nothing to see here then. Do you think it's impacting him at the plate? I'm starting to think so. And again, he's not terrible.
I can't answer that. All right. I don't know. Probably, maybe.
See,
I'm not
sure.
I want
to get to the point to where I know that we've gave you ample time to heal. And if we're talking growing and tissue stuff, like Snotty, it might not heal. And maybe that's why he's going out there himself. Like, man, I'm that dude. I can do it. But I'm just telling you from afar, I'm looking like, man, could they squeeze in a little extra rest for him? And maybe the break will be it.
Let's go to Murillo in Petaluma. What's up, Murillo? How are you?
Dynamite.
Nice.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Murillo, our guy.
Hey, one of those called to read, so a lot of subjects. But before I get to them, I'm going to call your mouth out. Because you are the flagship of the Valkyries, and your mouths haven't, including you, haven't said a word about the game that we just put Caitlin Clark in the milk carton again. So, shame on you beforehand.
Hey. Now, you know, we can't ruin the game while it's going on.
Come on, Murillo.
Come on, Murillo.
We were getting ready for it.
Veronica.
Come on.
Veronica Burton, shout out, girl. Nice game. But anyway, guys, Josh for JK? No brainer. Come on. What are we talking about? And I like the Warriors this season because it's always the year after the trade. It's always the year after the trade. So let's bank on that. Maybe outcomes and a couple more moves. And I think we're set. We don't need much more than that. Now, on the Will Clark thing, thank you, Stein. It's almost like you set my call up here when you look within. I feel like there's some self-serving ego here, and that's something that grows within us as we get older. I feel like Will Clark is being a little butthurt and egocentric here. And I want to extend the question to you guys. Do you feel yourselves more egocentric as you age? Because I'm going towards there. I'm 37, so I want to know, in the ballpark that you are, do you feel yourself more egocentric? Because I think that's what it is. It's a nothing burger. I agree with you, Stiney. The guy makes all that money. He knows how to hit the ball. It's fine. We can make that up later. Doesn't need to be this whole, you know, drama.
Now,
thank
Murillo.
You guys for taking my call. Appreciate y'all.
I love Murillo.
I got you.
The big part of this from Will, just to me, and I didn't like Will, how he conveyed this message, the next stuff. I'm just saying, He said Melvin and Williams asked him to do that and be there. So if that's the case, Donnie, I do understand Will not being egocentric, because the other part, Murillo and you were spot on. But if Bob set it up and Matt set it up, you got to be there. And if you're not, at least show me the respect to double back to where I'm not doing the same thing Saturday.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Do we get more egocentric as we age?
Not me.
Prove it.
I just told you, I went to the motherland, listened to the reverend, right. But as you get older, I'm putting the phone down. I don't care about clicks. I don't care about what people think of what I'm wearing. You know, I want to do a good show with you, but as you get older, you care about your kids. You care about your future and your 401k. You don't care about the, like, I'm not trying to do that. I let loose.
I don't know, I'll be honest.
You're my guy.
Now you love seeing your name out there on the internet. That's fine. It's fair. It's fun.
I love seeing my name out. I tweet.
You know,
you put a picture up of my kids. If that's
yeah, sure.
Doesn't fall into egocentric, does it?
What?
That put pictures
that
of your
you
kids?
Google your name four times a day?
No, that was my friend June that did it, and you can do it. But nah, come on, Steiny. This is weird. I can't wait to hear Willard and Randy's take on it.
Let me tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened with these pros, okay? This is what happened. Melvin and Williams go up to Will Clark and say, hey, what do you think about working with Devers at first base?
Makes all sense in the world.
Will goes, okay, sure, why not? Will Clark shows up to the ballpark. Williams and Melvin are nowhere to be found. He's just standing at first base thinking Devers knows that they told Devers to go work with Will Clark. They didn't. And Will Clark, rather than saying, hey, Bob Melvin, and where's Devers? I thought I was supposed to work with him. At which point they would have said, oh, our bad. We didn't even tell him.
No doubt.
So Will Clark, instead of going to Melvin and Williams, instead waited, wasn't there, and just assumed he got blown off. He comes the next day. Well, now it's almost forgotten. Melvin, I don't believe that at any point during the weekend that Will Clark said to Melvin or Williams, where's Devers? Have you told him we're working out?
And this is not the
That's my opinion.
Shout out Butch. This is not James Logan High School
that's,
baseball.
Yes, it
varsity.
Is. These guys
that's
don't communicate.
That's where that happened.
Stoudy, no, these guys don't talk like these that.
That's why I guess I'm just enamored with this. Like, and hopefully we're wrong, but Stoudy, that happens in Union City American Little League,
right.
Not the major leagues.
You think these guys, everybody thinks these guys are so buttoned up,
yeah.
And they're so, oh, they know how to run a team, and they know how to coach, and they do everything right, and everybody communicates great. Sorry, that's the difference between great organizations, middling organizations, and bad ones.
Well, I'll
and
say
I'm not saying,
right.
I'm not saying the Giants are a bad one. I'm saying you cannot tell me that Devers knew Will Clark was hanging around first base and said, nah, I'm not doing it.
And help me out, just to take it one step further. The Will Clark I know and I just heard and that I feel like I've known ain't sitting out there, oh, okay, nobody showed, I'm going to bite my tongue, let me just go get a hot dog. Like, I would have been in the dugout and in the clubhouse, like, hey, Steiny, where you at? Oh, my bad, I didn't know. But for him to just kind of wait for 3 days, that's why I feel like we're missing a big part of this story. But from Will's standpoint, Steiny, if I'm the Giants, I wonder if they're like, damn, Will, you didn't have to do like that. You didn't have to say that.
I mean, and I'll tell you this. I don't know about you, but if I'm Rafael Devers,
oh, man,
I'm saying I ain't working with this guy. You got to be kidding me.
I get that
now. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce is in Richmond. Hey, Bruce. What's going on, man?
Yeah, sir. Thank you for taking my call. In my opinion, he definitely knew that Will Clark was going to be there. But there's a history with Will Clark, with Jeffrey Leonard and his cousin many years ago. and you cannot erase history. And so if I'm Devers, why would I listen to anything Will Clark has to say? And since when does a giant employee threaten another player? How can you justify that?
That's a very fair point. I really didn't even think about it like that, Bruce, in Richmond.
Yeah. But Bruce went way back with the whole Jeffrey Leonard thing.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is, after you heard it, your first thing was,
oh my gosh,
you can't tell a guy you're going to grab him by the neck. And I get it's Will Clark, but
it didn't play well.
That's a turnoff.
No, that, man, what a call. What a call. We played it during the break. Like, I didn't hear that part.
Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan's in San Jose as Ken walks in with his 19th different hat. Okay. Hey, Jonathan.
I might lose you guys. I'm driving through the Caldecott Tunnel right now, so I'm not sure if I'm going to have the best reception.
Yeah, shout out to Arinda.
Yes, Goo. The difference between Goo, people got to remember, Goo, you're one of us. And how you came to be where you are was hard work and dedication, brother. So don't ever feel like you're being something that you're not, Goo. You should be shining a lot more than you like to, but you're a regular guy, so I appreciate your humbleness. However, we're going to get to the other side of the opposite coin of humbleness. You got Will Clark, and boy, was that embarrassing. For the first time in a long time, I thought one of the greats really is embarrassing the fans and the organization. I don't think that was an appropriate way to go about what happened. But again, it's Will Clark. And if anybody knows him and his, media lately, that's his thing. He's a shock guy. And it's kind of getting old, and now it's going to get us more drama than needed. And I'm with you, Steiny. I got to believe if Devers knew, he wouldn't have just stood up Will Clark. I think Will Clark's making more out of this for his own. I think it only benefits Will for this story to come out like this. And, Goo, don't you ever stop, brother. You're our favorite.
Oh, wow. That's my guy.
What was his name?
He was in the Caldecott Tunnel.
Right, but what was his name?
He's one of the people, Stoddy.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And my buddy he just texted me saying the story's gaining traction all over the TV. So I don't know what would – man, Stoddy, I just don't like what Will said at the end. I'm going to grab you by the neck and make sure you're out there.
He left too many details
out. Like you're the sheriff of something. Yeah.
Well, and you know what? That's the other thing about this. I mean, I got to believe Will Clark is getting paid by the Giants.
Okay.
Right? I mean, he's got to be. So would you really want, could you ever imagine Melvin saying this about Devers or Matt Williams or Buster Posey or Ron Wotus when he's coaching? Like, I don't think it's a great look for Will Clark. Mm. I really don't. Especially if and when we find out there was a mix-up. And maybe if we find out Devers was lost on this one or didn't know specifically this was all going on, then Will Clark's going to be
I'm covering this beat, Stoney, the first question I'm asking anybody is Devers.
Of course.
So
I got a feeling Devers is going
to
say, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, nobody told me.
Mm.
That's my prediction.
Yeah.
That's my prediction on this one.
Can you play it one more time for me, Stoney, the wheel?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
This is what we're talking about. Will Clark talking about ostensibly Rafi Devers standing him up.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't going to, go through anything physical. We're just going to walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't going to be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field. Right? And everybody's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
yeah, but if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
All right, so that was Will Clark on the Deuces Wild podcast.
That's an ale, Stein.
Will Clark's a special assistant, by the way, for the San Francisco Giants.
They can fix this and make it mean nothing, but Stein, that's an ale. And I just got to ask you this again, Daryl Mason, shout out Perry. Who the hell came up to you to apologize? I kind of get that might have happened, but then they're walking on eggshells to tell Ralphie you should have been out here. Why not bring them together and say there was a miscommunication?
I don't know.
But who's apologizing to Will to where he's going public with it, but yet still leaving the whole did Ralphie know or not thing alone?
Yeah, somebody on the Apollo crew saying if Will Clark doesn't say grab him by the neck, this wouldn't be a story. Yes, it would. The story still to me is about did Devers actually blow off something that he was told to do and... Or was there a misunderstanding? I do think I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world, but there's got to be more to it. 888-957-9570. Feel free to let me know what you guys think. Next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout, and we have some incredible things to give away. Warrior prize packs, Giants prize packs, a day to Outside Lands, 4-day passes to Aftershock, gift cards to the Valkyries and Laughing Monk Brewery. All you got to do next week is listen every day, 7:30, 12:30, 4:30 for your chance to win. Again, you can win every single day, three times a day, and it all starts Monday.
And that's what life's about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
I hear you, and it hurts me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we don't have to spend all day on this, but I do disagree with those saying nothing to see here.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're talking about Will Clark, who on his Deuces Wild podcast said that he was at the ballpark on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, supposedly to work with Rafael Devers at first base, and Devers didn't show up any of the 3 days. And then, you know, he said, I'll tell you right now, next time I'm at that ballpark, I'm going to grab him around the neck and make sure he works out or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that the Will Clark part of this is, to me, a little gratuitous, meaning I don't really care that much that Will Clark said what he said, because that's who he is, and we kind of know that. I'm more interested in whether or not Rafael Devers truly didn't go work out with Will Clark for whatever reason, but knew about it. And I just can't imagine that. That's all.
Okay. And I've come down Bob Melvin's road many of times for lack of emotion. This is totally different, but tell me what you think, Stoney, because a heavyweight icon in the Bay Area media texts me, who will remain anonymous, and they don't like the Will Clark part of this, how he's handling and what he said on the podcast. But the bottom line is, Will Clark mentioned Bob Melvin's name. So, again, is it crazy that I think that Bob was asked before today's game by a media member, did Ralphie know?
That's possible. It's possible. I mean,
if I'm Bob, I want to clean this up. Because, Stoney, this is Major League Baseball. Communication is everything. I don't think 3 days can go on, like Will is saying, and nobody knowing what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you address it. I don't know if you don't address it. I don't know if you
Will brought your name up.
I don't know if you address it just in-house. I don't know if you address it to the media.
But you got to.
And Booker Barnett, you've got to hear what I say on the YouTube chat. Also, if you want to jump into the text line at 888-957-9570 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, you can. The Will Clark thing, to me, Book of Barnett, isn't the biggest part of this deal. The biggest part of the deal is that he makes it sound like Devers blew him off and had no interest in working with him at first base. That, I do think, is quite relevant.
Okay, I'm with you. But can I say one more thing? You talked about where his paycheck is coming from, Will Clark's, and forget his chicken. And Steiny, the dude is an icon at first base for the Giants. I'm not arguing that.
In the Bay.
But when I hear him say, I'll come back and drag you, like, Will, you don't run it. I don't know, Steiny. It hits me like, Will, you don't run it like that, Will. You are a dude, but you don't run it like that. Do you?
Well, I can't.
Because now you didn't put Melvin's name in it.
I mean, you are obviously, you know, you're free to interpret that part of it.
Okay.
In your own way, because there was a lot going on there. Do I believe he meant it? No, I think that's Will Clark's way of, like, kind of joking around and saying, I'll tell you, you have your ass there when I'm there next. But what I'm like, okay, that's just Will Clark being Will Clark to me. But if other people take it differently, like, it's way more of a kind of a slap in the face or an insult, then you've got the reason to think that way. Mm. So
I hope that unprovoked that Melvin would know that this is kind of out there and just put it to rest, or Devers for that matter, and Matt Williams.
Yeah, I don't know. I also wonder, I do wonder, somebody's got to go up to Devers and ask him.
Oh my gosh.
Right? It's real simple. Hey, what's the word for stiff?
Like, stood
hey,
up.
Hey, no. Hey, Rafi, did you stiff Will Clark? What's the word stiff in Spanish?
All I know is yo tengo nosotros. Come on.
Come on. What's come on?
I flunked.
You know what? I'm
shocked you don't know Spanish. No, see, you and Evan.
I need to listen.
No, you know it or you don't.
No, that's you're wrong. There are various stages in between not speaking a language and speaking it fluently.
Can you give me us an example? That's all. You don't need to say any more stuff.
I mean,
you're laughing. I'm like, dude,
Here's the thing. I took a lot of Spanish in high school. I've forgotten a lot of it. But you send me to Mexico for 6 weeks, and I'm coming back, and I'm gonna be able to communicate in Spanish.
Well, you had your chance.
Maybe not like in English, but you go down there. Let me tell you something about immersing yourself in a culture and language. First of all, don't be afraid to do it. I know it's scary, and I know everybody doesn't like to get out of their comfort zone, Evan and Guru, but don't be afraid every once in a while to make yourself vulnerable.
I do it every day.
Don't be afraid to say, you know, I'm going to put myself
out there
in a different kind of situation just as a learning experience. And that's what life's about. That's what life's about.
How good your Spanish, Evan?
You also can't be afraid to say these easy three words. I don't know.
And that man.
Oh, boy.
That is great.
What specifically do you think?
I was taught by an old wise man, if you don't know,
just say
people
norm.
Will appreciate you don't know, but I can take you where we can get the answer. And that's why I was so good at sales. I didn't fake it.
So good you want it out.
Well.
So sales was going so well, you said, I want to be a sports talk radio host.
I'm Batman.
And
What's Buddy doing
what
these
a
days?
Special one you are.
I saved the day.
Great. I miss him.
I want Buddy.
Like, no, seriously, Evan, that put me in a good mood, man.
I want Buddy healed.
I'm
nice. I want Buddy healed to bust Jimmy Butler's you know what all season long.
Oh, man.
Because you know if Buddy does something at the wrong time, when Butler's not feeling it, we're going to have some action.
Without a doubt.
You know it.
Oh,
man. They are a fine line between funny and fighting. I don't know how you can not like Buddy Hield. That's me. Hey, we were talking about something interesting.
Well, we always do.
And it might not be. But I'll just throw it out there. So I don't know how it came up this morning, but we were talking about Freeze. Now, you guys might not know who Freeze is. Freeze is an Atlanta Braves mascot of sorts, but the Braves have this thing where in the eighth inning, Freeze is a sprinter, but he's in a costume. Like a superhero.
Right.
And he races what's normally a fan. And Freeze lets the fan, they run along, they go from left field to right field, and it's a sprint along the dugout, or I'm sorry, along the warning track. And Freeze lets the person get a big lead, and then he runs, and there's usually a pretty good finish, but Freeze, I would say he wins most of
the
time.
I'm watching it right now. It's incredible.
So
man.
I'm saying, I said to Evan and I said, let me tell you something. That the Freeze sprint in Atlanta is unbelievable. Like it is one of the best, you know, sideshows to a game that you could have. Like I just think it's great.
Nah.
It's one of those things, and we see him at games a lot. There's a lot going on, but this one with Freeze works.
Yeah.
It's just great. So I was saying,
like, he's Jesse Owens, Steiny.
He might be. He might be. So anyway, I said to Evan and Goo, what is a part of a game that's adjacent to it at the arena, let's say,
okay,
that you just love?
Now, I mean
that
what
you just
I'm about to
love,
answer.
Okay. And it enhances the experience rather than takes away from
so,
it.
So here's my answer. When we go to an NBA game to watch millionaires basically play ball, right?
Yeah.
There's one opportunity for a regular guy or gal to get their money, and that's that damn half-court shot, Steiny.
Okay.
I am a sucker for it. I've seen guys in the huddle say, block out the coach and just focus on, is Steiny going to win him 10 or 20K, a car or what have you? And you can't tell me that's not everything. I feel like that's our free throw. Obviously, it's more difficult. But the common man and woman are featured in an NBA game where guys are getting money by the point, by the second. Us regular people got a shot. It's a long shot. But, Steiny, I've seen some make it. Bonte got 500 sitting on his ass at the Stanford game. I thought it was five.
Three.
Look at you counting money. No, but anyway, he got 300.
3 years.
Yeah, but so, to me, that's the half-court shot.
All right, so couple other ones that I thought of that I love. First of all, shout out Red Panda. She's the greatest halftime entertainer of all time.
And she's on the IL now.
She can get well soon. Like, what about...
you had a good one.
Do you guys all like the parachutes that come down at Chase Center with goodies or tickets that everybody lunges at during a timeout that come down from the rafters?
I'm going to let Evan go, Steiny, but I got to be careful here.
Oh.
As an adult, I look at like, I see grownups turn to kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over a shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I love free
swag
shirts.
Yes. Those are fun.
But I just can't. It's not stooped to a level. It's like the team store's right outside, guys. But watching people just Evan, like they hit Lotto, get a shirt.
It is pretty amazing.
I look the other way, but it's everywhere. That's just me.
Yeah, you really find out who people are when there's something free on the line.
I mean,
I couldn't have said it better.
You got Silicon Valley executives making $13 million a year lunging over their kids to get a ticket
to get two tickets to
Gott's Roadside Deli after the game.
Dude, that is great, man. Oh.
Anyway, if you have one of those, we can sprinkle you in at 888-957-9570. Here's another great addition to a game, and Evan brought this one up. College football game day.
Oh, man.
The field goal.
Oh, it just happened that was last year.
Yeah.
I made it.
When they ask a fan to kick a field goal, and if he makes it, he wins.
That's pretty cool.
That might be the best part of game day.
I know. Yeah. Well, now especially.
Well, now, why would you say
that? Because Lee Corso retired.
Oh, I thought you were going McAfee.
Well, he's been...
Hey, Evan.
Hey. Hey, leave him alone, Evan. That's our guy.
415, this is a good one. I like the dogs catching the frisbees at 49er halftime shows. I remember those, and those were better those are so much better than the ones at NBA games because you could throw the frisbee like 70 yards and the dog will run the length of the field.
Wow, they're going back, man. They're going back with that one.
The freeze is pretty unique though, because I'm reading about the origin story.
Yeah,
flash.
Like a lot of these entertainment, you know, you can kind of put them in whatever arena, but apparently the freeze was a part of the grounds crew. And they discovered that he was a former track star. I think he went to like an NAIA school, but he ran like a 10.300 meter.
Wow.
And so they just decided to have him start racing one day in 2017. And apparently they're looking for the next freeze right now because, God forbid, this guy loses a step. They got to find someone else to race.
But
that's true.
That's why last night after Bailey hit it off the bricks, Marsh looked like Freeze to me chasing the baseball.
Freeze might have gotten to the ball in time for them to make a play at the plate.
Marsh was like frantic, and the ball had somewhere to go, Evan. Well, I thought, that's Freeze.
No, he would have caught Marsh. He would have caught Bailey with a three-base lead.
Yeah, he would have. He was. Oh, man. 510 saying dot racing.
Oh, I forgot that. At the so A's game. Good. They used to have it at the A's game.
He wants to know if they still do that. That was like the original. That was like the Miss Pac-Man of
look at
sideshow games. That's it. Okay. Do it. Here's one. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Okay. The late, great, not late, John Curley. Fair foul. The kiss cam. The kiss cam. Yes or no? The kiss cam.
I'm going to be honest. You can determine, Evan, the health of a relationship by how that thing is done. I've seen some stuff where it's like, oh, okay. But, Evan, if it's all good, it's great. But I've seen some things to where I'm like, I don't know how much longer they got.
No, honestly, it is one of the best parts about sporting events because occasionally you see a couple there that's just friends.
Oh!
And you really see which side of things it's leaning towards.
It can be awkies, as
right,
my kids say.
There we go. So, oh, man.
Somebody mentioned the sausage races in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Well, they call them something else. What is it? It's a P word.
Yeah. Well, they're like mascot races. Like in D.C., they have presidents that race.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
And the A's used to do a Ricky Henderson and have all the...
Yeah, but I think they did... I think most teams have bit that from Milwaukee because they race right. The sausages.
Yeah.
See, when I think of Milwaukee, I think of something else, but...
Laverne and Shirley.
No, just as good. Bernie Brewer.
The slide.
The slide into the beer after a home run?
Yeah.
Oh.
But there's only one you... Yeah.
I like that one. I like that.
I was thinking of the late, great Bob Uecker. Rest in peace. Just a bit outside. You would call him Mr. Brewer, Milwaukee. Oh, my God.
I'm talking about Bernie Brewer.
Yeah, but I'm...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, The hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Just giving love to our guy, Uke.
Just like he gave love to Rob Deere.
That was, you got to.
Not Bobby Dernier.
That was great stuff.
Last guy to, I don't know, the last guy to hit a home run, walk off or something or other. I kid. Bob Dernier.
No, 1989, he was on the Phillies and they did that to the Giants.
Don't tell me who's on the Phillies. I know who's on the Phillies. He also played for the Cubs.
Yeah, look at you.
But and then you said, no, he didn't play. Anyway,
I
Rob
he had
Deere.
Power, right? Yeah.
That was Rob Deere.
Yeah, first two seasons of his career with the Giants.
Dernier was fast.
Yeah.
Dernier could fly, actually.
Dude, so all those old baseball names, everyone even here yet. Dave Revering?
I'm convinced that half these guys that you talk about did not exist.
Johnny LeMaster, the worst shortstop in Giants history? Come on, Evans.
Some of these names are so outlandish. I just can't believe.
Darryl Evans?
Well, that's a normal one.
Shooty Babbitt, we all know.
You know, I forgot. What
Tommy Armas.
You had a lot. I forgot. You had a lot of nerve yesterday.
Uh-oh.
If I remember correctly.
Just yesterday?
What? Like, you're like scoffing at one of the greatest reliever seasons of all time.
Oh, this is at the cafeteria.
That's right.
No, this got pretty intense.
So, you know, Evan is a Mr. Purist and Mr. The game was never as good as it is now. We're talking about relievers. And I said, Sparky Lyle, you know, in the mid-70s, it was unbelievable. He won the Cy Young as a reliever.
Yeah.
And I said, Evan, you know, here's the thing again. It's just, I don't know why, but I remember some numbers. And he was 13-5, which he was. But how many saves did he have? 26.
Yeah, you memorizing numbers does not make something more impressive.
Yes, it does.
Mm-mm.
Because
no,
the numbers...
It does to you.
So, okay. So, what was the ERA? Come on. 2.17?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
13-5, 26 saves, and a 2.17 ERA. How many games did he pitch in? How many innings did he pitch?
He threw 137.
Oh, my goodness. That would be one of the... That would rank among the leaders and starters, probably, these days.
Yeah, Steiny, the thing is, he didn't pitch today. He pitched in 1978.
That's right.
And my point was simply, there's about four guys on this list that deserve to win the Cy Young over him.
And he hit me with that, Steiny.
Who?
Give him one.
Frank Tanana. Through seven shutouts that season.
Lefty.
And nearly 300 innings.
They didn't win. The Angels didn't win.
You do realize, and you use this all the time now, but it doesn't seem to apply to when you watch baseball. The pitcher doesn't do everything. He also won 15 games and led the league in ERA.
Tanana?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got news for you. In 78 or 79, 15 wins didn't cut it.
What about 20?
Okay, fine. But
there's three guys who won 20 games.
Okay, who?
This is impressive.
Jim Palmer.
Oh, my goodness.
Big deal. He won 20 every year.
He threw 320 innings that season.
You know what?
And 22 complete games.
Right. And you know what we used to do back then when those stats came out? We expected it because they were old school horses.
You know what a win means as a reliever? I'm sorry.
Not,
as a closer.
Okay.
You know what a win means as a closer? Okay.
This is where you need a little bit more history, because closers back in the day would come in tie games, often in the eighth inning.
It also means you blew it.
Mm. Five times. What is the winning percentage of 13-5? If you extrapolate 13
and
5.
You can blow a game and not lose it.
He didn't.
Okay.
Trust me. Who was the other 20 game winner? I'll tell you all about these guys.
Dennis Leonard.
He was so beatable.
He went 20-12.
You're right, but he was beatable. He was the Royals' number one pitcher. Him and Paul Splitorf.
Well, had to get 20 wins.
He got 20 wins in the regular season. Then the Yankees would shell him in the postseason
because
you could not throw right.
Beatable.
Righties couldn't beat the Yankees back then.
Even Ron Guidry had a better year than your boy.
Ron 20-9.
No, he went 16-7. He threw 220 innings.
Yikes.
The point was relievers should never win Cy Youngs.
I'm with you, Evan.
Dennis Eckersley on the phone?
Yeah, that's in. He won MVP, and that's a joke.
It won't happen in this day,
that was
Evan.
A joke?
Yeah.
It won't happen in this day.
Let me see if I can remember everything here. I know this. He was 7-1. And his ERA, I'm sorry, not his ERA. He had 52 saves. Now, his ERA, I don't know. I can't remember.
Well,
but
that's
it was
like
in the one.
Oh,
okay, what is it?
No, I'm saying that's the important part of whatever pitcher we're talking about, the ERA.
No, it's the saves.
See that now.
And don't.
No, I'm serious.
Don't castigate me for something you don't know either.
No, I do know.
1 point what?
9-1.
Mm-hmm.
He also had 51 saves.
But they fixed that problem, Stoney.
Who?
Major League Baseball. Like, guys aren't getting that award. Starters are getting it. Horses.
There are no horses anymore. For God's sakes.
What do you mean? You watch one every 5 days for the Giants.
Look,
he's pitching on Friday.
Who, Ray or where?
He's pitching on Friday.
Okay.
Webby, baby.
All right. Do you realize the big... Okay. You just rattled off five guys who threw 300 innings, but you're comparing Logan Webb to those guys. That's okay. I just like to know where you're coming from sometimes.
I'd like you to admit that Sparky Lyle was not the best pitcher in 1978.
I thought we left the cafeteria.
I will not do that.
I know you won't. Because when he was, you were, so I don't want to say how old you were, but when you were that age, you were transfixed. You were enraptured by old, just...
They
weren't
old.
Archaic forms of baseball.
And we get
they
the,
were in their prime
doing.
At that point.
Because I'm not too far. Well,
listen, man, you know what?
I
appreciate you guys. Because here's what you're doing. Here's what you're doing. You are acknowledging your shortcomings. And we all appreciate that. We all have blind spots. And you guys have a blind spot when it comes to 1970s baseball.
Please.
All right.
Valkyrie's big win today, 80-61 over.
By the way, Murillo, you're banned.
Oh, yeah.
It just started to hit Guru and I. This, I got a mouth. I got to check your mouth. Okay. Chris Rose coming up at 1:30, John Boy Media and NFL Network. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.